Well, good afternoon, everybody. I'm Michael Bartley. I'm Vice President of Development and Public Relations here at East End Cooperative Ministry. I'm proud that you're here. Here at EECM, nearly 70% of our homeless and recovery residents are enrolled in Medicaid and get SNAP benefits, with some 25% in the process of applying or reapplying. Our volunteers and our staff will tell you that right now, because of inflation and other factors, demand at our food pantry and our community meals has doubled since this time last year. Madam Secretary saw firsthand at lunch today how jam-packed our dining room was. After our news conference, we'll take a tour of the pantry and you'll see all of that firsthand. We're doing the best we can for our clients enrolled in vital health and nutrition programs, Medicaid, and of course SNAP benefits, and as a community, we can all pitch in to help those who need it. And with that, please welcome Pennsylvania's Acting Secretary of Human Services, Dr. Val Arkush.
Good afternoon, and Michael, thank you so much for the warm welcome. And I have to tell you, that's some pretty darn good food that you are serving for lunch here. And so what a wonderful opportunity for the people here that that are able to partake of your services to be treated with such dignity and respect and get such a wonderful hot meal at this beautiful, absolutely beautiful facility. So thank you so much for having me. I am Dr. Val Arkush. I have the honor of serving as Pennsylvania's Acting Secretary for the Department of Human Services. I want to thank East End Cooperative Health Center and Reverend Leonard for hosting us today and for the important work that you and your team do every single day to help our community, this community here, meet their most basic needs, essential needs. And that work that you do helps each of these individuals have a better life. I'm extremely honored today to be joined by some of my colleagues. We have our Allegheny County Executive, Rich Fitzgerald, who you'll hear from shortly. Also, Senator Lindsey Hughes and, I'm sorry. I can't believe I did that. I don't know what I was thinking about there. Representative Lindsey Williams and Representative Latasha Mays. So you'll hear from both of them shortly. So thank you for that, County Executive. The Shapiro administration is committed to helping all Pennsylvanians, no matter their age or where they live, have the resources that they need to lead healthy and thriving lives, both today and into the future. I was called into public service because I saw problems through my work as a physician, practicing and teaching hospitals in Philadelphia, that extended beyond a person's individual choice or circumstances. In order to be healthy, so many of my patients needed stable housing, clean air to breathe, clean water to drink, or for so many of them, just a grocery store in their neighborhood that sold fresh fruit and fresh vegetables. And as a doctor, I could not prescribe any of those things. East End Cooperative Ministry and other organizations that make up our charitable food network do heroic work every day to meet those resource needs for those people. Especially as prices remain unstable at the grocery store and many, many, as you just heard, are adjusting to the decreased SNAP budgets due to the end of the federal pandemic relief funding, it can get harder and harder to provide healthy foods for yourself and your family. The Shapiro administration knows that it's unacceptable for any Pennsylvanian, and especially children, to go to bed hungry or to wake up hungry. That's why the governor's proposed budget includes increased funding for SNAP for seniors and people with disabilities. And it proposes universal free breakfast for all public school children across the Commonwealth. We all know that no child can learn when they're hungry. We must do more to ensure that all Pennsylvanians have the resources they need to be healthy and thrive, both today and into the future. In addition to nutritious food, being healthy means having access to health care. Knowing we have health coverage gives us the peace of mind and the dignity of knowing that we can get the health care that we need when we need it. That is the main reason why we're here today. Just a few weeks ago, Pennsylvania began a significant change to our Medicaid and CHIP programs, and we must be sure that people stay covered. For the past 3 years of the pandemic, federal rules have allowed states to keep most people who receive their health coverage through the state enrolled in that coverage, even if they still weren't technically eligible for that program. However, federal rules around the pandemic are changing, and Pennsylvania must return to pre-pandemic processes for determining eligibility. What that means is, starting this past April 1st, if you get your health coverage through the state, you must complete your annual renewal when it's your time to renew, or you risk a gap or even potentially losing your coverage. Now, I want to be clear, no one is going to be automatically disenrolled from their health coverage. You will not lose your Medicaid or CHIP coverage without a chance to complete a renewal or update your information, and that will happen over the course of the next year. Coverage will only end if a person becomes ineligible or they do not return their renewal information. Renewals go out through the year, and renewal dates are unique to each person. You can expect to start getting information about 90 days before your renewal is due, and you will need to complete that renewal to make sure you're still eligible for health coverage through the state. There's one thing that all Medicaid and CHIP recipients can do right now to prepare, and that is to make sure that your contact information is up to date with the Department of Human Services. We need to make sure that we are contacting you at the correct address, correct phone number, correct email. There's a few ways that you can update your information. You can go to our website at dhs.pa.gov/stay covered. And you'll see phone numbers that you can call, links to update your address. You can also download a free app called My Compass App. You can even sign up for reminder emails and text messages so that you can stay up to date with what's happening with enrollment. The Department of Human Services knows that this is a big change that is going to impact millions of Pennsylvanians. But I want to remind everyone again, no one is going to automatically lose coverage. Our goal throughout this process is to make sure that every Pennsylvanian stays covered, even if they need to switch from Medicaid to another plan. If someone is no longer eligible for Medicaid or CHIP, the Department of Human Services will automatically and securely refer you to another source of affordable medical coverage, like CHIP and PENNY, Pennsylvania's state-based health insurance marketplace. You'll hear more about PENNY in just a few moments. So even if you think you no longer qualify for Medicaid, it's really important that you go ahead and complete that renewal. Because if you do, it will make it very easy for us to share your information with PENNY and for you to sign up for very affordable plans. Health coverage and insurance are essential to our daily health and well-being, and the Shapiro administration is committed to helping Pennsylvanians protect their health and stay covered. This is a huge undertaking, and we are so grateful for our partners here in Pittsburgh for helping us to get the word out. And you can be part of our team, too. If you have a friend, a loved one, a neighbor, a member of your faith community who receives Medicaid or CHIP, please share this information with them and ask them to be on the lookout and be prepared to respond to information from their county assistance office to make sure that they stay connected to their coverage. And again, for more information, all the resources and tools that you need, visit dhs.pa.gov/stay covered. Thank you again so much for having us here today, and I'm happy to introduce the director of PENNY to hear more about PENNY, director of external affairs, Chachi Angelo. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Acting Secretary Dr. Arkush, and thanks to everybody, local representatives, the East End Cooperative Ministry, and everybody joining us today. This is important for us to discuss what is an important topic affecting our fellow Pennsylvanians. Again, I'm Chachi Angelo. I'm the Director of External Affairs for PENNY, which is Pennsylvania's official health insurance marketplace that offers affordable and quality coverage. Having health coverage isn't always top of mind with everything else that can make life busy. I mean, it's hard enough to focus on anything when the Buccos are actually playing well. But health issues have a way of putting everything else on hold. And for those times, health coverage provides peace of mind, as the Secretary mentioned, financial security, and access to a full range of medical services and preventative care to keep you healthy for both existing and unexpected health needs. And this is true for so many different Pennsylvanians. Maybe you have a 9-to-5 that isn't for you, and you're venturing out and you want to pursue your passions, but don't want to put yourself at financial risk if you get injured or have an accident. Maybe you, like me, have a particularly adventurous child and are all too familiar with urgent visits to the doctor's office or emergency room. Or perhaps you or a family member have been in a place that many of us have been in, with a new daunting medical diagnosis that requires ongoing care to keep a health issue at bay. Health coverage means you can breathe a sigh of relief in vulnerable moments of illness or injury. Having health coverage allows you and your family to focus on what it takes to get better and not what it takes to pay for it. So, what is Penny? And how does Penny fit into this whole equation? Well, you can buy health insurance a number of ways, but as the official health insurance marketplace in PA, Penny's the only place that can get you financial assistance to help lower your monthly payments and trips to the doctor. This happens through on-the-spot tax credits, which you receive based on your income. 9 out of 10 Penny customers qualify for financial help. And those that are losing Medicaid and CHIP, the coverage is low cost. Many find quality health plans for under $10 a month. This is important, and this is also a common misconception. Penny is not an insurance company. Rather, Penny is the unbiased marketplace where all plans sold by major insurers, all the big names that you know, must meet certain standards and cover a full range of medical services. Think of Penny as the right mix of public and private. Commercial health coverage with Commonwealth oversight to make sure that these plans are of high quality. Penny health plans cover key health needs such as hospitalizations, maternity and pediatric care, prescription drugs, mental health services, and substance abuse treatments. And all health plans have to cover care for pre-existing conditions. I mean, don't take my word for it. Individuals and families across the Commonwealth have experienced the affordability and quality of health coverage through Penny. Just here in Allegheny County, 37,000 individuals signed up for 2023 coverage. 37,000. That'll sell out PNC Park when the Buccos are playing well or when Kutch comes back. Anyone who looked at options through the health insurance marketplace in years past, including through healthcare.gov, should look again. Penny is tailored for Pennsylvanians and now has more plan options, lower costs, and better coordination with Medicaid and CHIP. So that coordination with the medical assistance program will be even more helpful to Pennsylvanians in the year to come. Penny has been working hand in hand with the Medicaid and CHIP program for over the past year to make it as easy as possible for Pennsylvanians to stay covered. When a customer updates their information with Medicaid and CHIP and they no longer qualify based on income, there will be a secure and automatic transfer and a handoff to Penny. So keep an eye out for a letter with more information on financial help, how to access your pre-filled application, and next steps to pick a plan. Even if you don't have a notice, you can still apply if you need coverage through Penny and penny.com. Normally, enrollment happens once a year between November and January for open enrollment. However, those that are losing Medicaid and CHIP will have a special enrollment period through Penny. We encourage anyone losing medical assistance to enroll through Penny within the first 60 days to avoid a gap in coverage. Remember how I said that health insurance isn't typically top of mind? There's a reason for that. It can be daunting to navigate the process yourself. If you are new to Penny or picking a health plan for the first time, there can be a lot to consider. And Penny is certainly here to help with free help. Penny assisters, brokers, customer service representatives are all trained and certified to provide answers and guidance. Penny assisters and brokers are right in your community, all over the state, literally on this block in East Liberty. Burkell Spearman is a Penny Assister and joined us today, and she and others across the state are ready to help. You can find local assisters and brokers at penny.com, and it can help can be however you prefer, in person, over the phone, virtually, and in one's preferred language. So when in doubt, reach out. Our phone number is 1-844-844-8040. And penny.com is P-E-N-N-I-E.com. So the process really starts with the renewal packet from Medicaid and CHIP. So be sure to respond to that. And whether you remain covered or you need coverage, our two programs stand ready to help you. Health coverage protects our health and our wallets and all of life's experiences and challenges. If there's one takeaway from today, know that you, as Pennsylvanians, have options to stay covered. You do not have to live with the worry or stress that comes with being uninsured. Stay covered. So thank you. And now I think that I am turning it over to our next speaker, Brian J. King, the CFO for East Liberty Family Health Care Center. Thank you.
Hi. As it was mentioned, my name is Brian King. I'm the Chief Financial Officer for the East Liberty Family Health Care Center. We have one clinic right across the parking lot with a pharmacy. We have a second clinic that's coming online full-time at the Mary Peck Bond Place, the new facility that was built in Lincoln, Lemington. That's where my office is. And we also have a dental clinic out in Wilkinsburg. And probably within a year, we'll be back into the Hill District. We had to move out of the Hill District because of mine subsidence for the building, and we've already made arrangements to move back in probably within 12 months. We are a federally qualified health center, or an FQHC. I've been asked to talk about the discontinuance of Medicaid requirement changes during the COVID pandemic and what that might mean. We've been able to look at probably about 300 to 500 folks that qualified with the new rules into the Medicaid program. So you would think 300 to 500 would potentially fall off, depending on their situation, that they didn't meet the income requirements. There's a lot of unknowns out there. A lot of people that I've talked to, they're kind of afraid because they think, oh my God, April 1st, I'm gonna lose, you know, my health insurance. That, and like was mentioned before, that's really not the case. The 300 to 500 is over the course of 12 months because everybody does have a different revalidation date. The packets, my suggestion is to do the revalidation packets online because they pull all your information in and you don't have to fill out as much. If you're filling it out by hand from a blank revalidation form, it's kind of all consuming. I know I've had to fill them out for my kids. And it's very easy downloading. ELFIC, or East Liberty Family Healthcare Center, our payer mix right now is about 40% Medicaid, about 20% self-pay, 20% Medicare, and about 20% commercial carriers. So yes, we are concerned that we're gonna have over the course of the next 12 months, more people moving over to self-pay. However, being an FQHC, we have a sliding fee schedule for patients. They provide their income levels and then they can get service. We don't turn anyone away regardless of ability to pay. But in a lot of cases, based on their income, $10, $20, $30 and as high as $80 would be their payment for the day for a visit, with many at $10 or $20. And again, we don't turn anyone away. So that's never an issue. Plus we both have, we have pharmacies at both locations. Here. We do have staff that can help guide patients through the application process. And again, we do have a sliding fee schedule with being an FQHC, so we do make it affordable for everyone to be seen, especially the folks that have chronic conditions that may be losing their Medicaid. Other than that, did anyone have any questions of me or how that affects who we have as patients? Okay. Who's next on the list? Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next on the list is, we welcome a great friend of this organization and all collaborators working to help the impoverished. I say this not because I've known this guy since I was a kid. Read local recent media reports. His approval ratings are off the charts in Allegheny County as our chief executive. Please welcome Rich Fitzgerald.
Thank you, Michael. And it is always a good day when our secretary of DHS is here. And it's been a great week for us with the governor was here a couple days ago. We had a lieutenant governor here this morning, cutting the ribbon on the UPMC Mercy Vision Care Center. And then to have Secretary Akush here today is important. And she was here just a couple weeks ago talking about getting people to make sure that they know the issues with SNAP. And today, worrying about the issues of not applying is something we need to get that word out. So all of us have that responsibility to get the word out to people, because one of the most frustrating things as a government official is when our legislative body provides a program and our administration is administering a program and people don't use it. People that really need the program and people that really need the services that we can have. So the secretary's message is so important, that people do need to apply, do their Medicaid application, regardless if their employment status has changed, their family status has changed, where they've moved. They've got to update that information and get it in. And then if it doesn't, if they're not meeting the requirements, then as Director Angelo said, Penny will then pick up where could have. But we don't want people to fall through the cracks and not have the services that they and their families need. And it's really important that occur. That we make sure that people get that application in place. We want to serve as many people as we can. And I want to thank the East End Cooperative Ministry. They've been doing great things for many, many years. You guys are fantastic of the work that you do and will continue to do for this coming process as well. So again, we want to thank everybody for being here and helping us get the word out. Secretary, it's always great to be with you. Secretary, before she became like really, really important, she was just a regular county official a couple of years ago. So I got to know her, Dr. Arkosh, when she was the head of the third largest county in Pennsylvania. And I was really delighted to have a doctor that I could rely on during the pandemic. Could give us a lot of good information. And I congratulate the secretary, but also congratulate the governor, Governor Shapiro, for his wisdom to put a really, really top-notch person in charge of an important department within the Commonwealth. So, but also we've got our legislative folks here too. So Lindsay, I was wondering if maybe you changed your name, but I'm glad you didn't. So Senator Lindsay Williams next to come up and talk about the program. Senator.
Thank you. Thank you, Secretary, for bringing us all together. As I said, I'm State Senator Lindsay Williams. I'm proud to represent the 38th Senate District, which includes here in the East End. I spent my morning hosting my annual spring senior resource fair over at Mount Airy Community Center, and Rep. Mays was there as well, helping people in the neighborhood connect with state, county, nonprofit resources. East Liberty Family Center was there as well, had a table, so thank you all. You know, we're just trying to connect people to resources that they would otherwise miss out on, and that's what we're here today to talk about. We have the Allegheny County Assistance Office as well at the senior fair, because in addition to all the other important work the County Assistance Office does, they're currently playing this huge role in what we are calling this Medicaid unwinding. Since the beginning of the pandemic in 2020, anyone who was covered under Medicaid or CHIP was granted continuous coverage and no renewal requirements. And as of April 1st, those renewal requirements are back in and reinstated, including financial eligibility checks and renewal applications, meaning if you're currently on Medicaid or CHIP, you'll need to go through that renewal process at the time of your normal renewal date. So, as our other speakers have said, I want to encourage everyone to go and update your contact information on DHS's website, on Compass. And as the secretary said, there's a number of different ways to access that information, including a fancy mobile app as well. One of the biggest reasons that people miss their coverage is because they're missing important communications from DHS. And please don't let that happen to you. If the Allegheny County Assistance Office can't reach you, they can't help you re-enroll. You can also check when your renewal date is coming up on that app. And DHS will be in contact a few months ahead of that. If you're worried you might not qualify, go ahead and fill out that application anyway. Doesn't hurt to apply. Please apply. We want everyone to get access to all the services they are entitled to. If you don't requalify for Medicaid, you can still qualify through reduced or free health care through the Penny app that we just Penny Exchange that we just heard about. The most important message that we want to get out today to everyone is that there's no reason to panic, but we do need you to do some work so we can get in touch with you. Best thing you can do is keep that information up to date. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to the County Assistance Office or my office. My number is 412-364-0469. We'll be happy to help you. And we just want to make sure that everyone here in Allegheny County is insured and has access to resources they need. And we can, all of us today that are here, can do that together. So thank you so much. And up next is Representative Mace.
Well, everyone stole all my talking points for today. But good afternoon. I'm State Representative Latasha D. Mays. I use she, her pronouns. And I want to say to our acting secretary, Secretary Arkush, welcome to the mighty 24th Legislative District. I have the honor of representing East Liberty and neighborhoods from the Hill District all the way to Homewood. And I'm about 4 months on the job. So I'm learning a lot and doing a lot, but this is a continuance of my work to ensure that those who are living in the amazing neighborhoods of the 24th Legislative District continue to have access to healthcare, access to affordable, quality healthcare in their neighborhoods and in their communities. And so we know that it is our duty as legislators to make sure that our constituents know what resources are available to them, especially when it comes to their healthcare for themselves and their families. And so I'm very happy to have you today in my legislative district because it's important for people to understand what is available and that we have so many amazing leaders in this community who want to get the word out, who want to ensure that our community members have the healthcare that they need. And so I'm really honored to serve in this capacity. My background is in healthcare advocacy and access. I was a part of making sure that the Affordable Care Act was passed years ago and that it was implemented in a way that would really help those who are most marginalized and most distant from healthcare. So we don't want our constituents to worry. We want them to know that as legislators, we want you to know that we are here to help guide you through this transition and that we will make sure that you have the information you need to make important decisions about your healthcare for you and your family. And so I want to say that people can call, residents and constituents can call my office at 412-665-5502. Again, that's 412-665-5502. Thank you so much for having me here today. Greetings, of course, to our Chief Executive Fitzgerald. Thank you for being here, Senator Williams, as always. And let's do this work together. Let's make sure that all of our residents and constituents have the health care that they need. Thank you so much.
Okay, our final speaker today is my boss, the CEO of East End Cooperative Ministry, Reverend Darnell Leonard. Reverend.
Again, let me say that in a short moment, we're going to take a tour of a portion of this facility so that all of you who can will get a glimpse of the work that we are doing. To Madam Secretary and Chief Fitzgerald and to all of you who have come on behalf of our board of directors and myself and our staff, we are so honored to have you in this place, and we hope that this will not be the last time that we meet to resolve issues that impact the lives of those who are impoverished, those who are marginalized, those who are embittered, embattled, and in danger, that we are doing all that we can to make their lives better and elevate the quality of their lives. And, you know, as it's been said, that between 2022 and 2023, the individuals and families that we serve, the numbers have increased over 1,000, and they are still increasing. Along with all of you who whose hearts are bent to this issue, we are covenanting to work together with everyone to bring those numbers down and actually eradicate them. It's a vision, it's a dream. Some might think it's impossible, but you have to keep the impossible before you so that the possible can be done. And every day we're striving to do this. You know, our pantry has 47% of its clients utilizing Medicaid, 75% SNAPed. Yet I need to say one of our greatest concerns is a concern of access to benefits. A year or so ago, we found it necessary to put tents on corners in the community to bring food to people who could not access it. And in placing those tents, people came from giving communities and to receive food. But we also found that there were people who could not do that. One example is a grandmother. She is watching her grandchildren. Their mother is doing some prison time. Physically, she could not come out of the house because of some physical challenges. She could not leave the children, and she could not drive. That meant that we needed to take the food to where she is, right? I bring that up because there are those barriers and more that are impacting the capacity and the ability for people to access this much needed resource and opportunity. And it's going to take some work beyond that which is usual to get it done. Challenges, barriers. Here we have persons who are homeless. There's a lack of a physical address. There is limited access to technology and the knowledge of how to utilize it if you had it. There are healthcare issues, especially those that involve illnesses that impact sight. There are challenges around transportation or the ability to afford an Uber or even in our community, a jitney. There are these challenges. There are language barriers. There are support systems barriers that either do not exist or are broken down. And so my encouragement is that in this, that we do more than business as usual. And what we're talking about is unusual. It is super exciting, right? But there's some other people who need to be able to step into it. So here at Eastern Carpenter Ministry, its partners, partnering with all of you, we are deeply committed to getting to our clients, all clients, our neighbors, these resources to help them register, to speed up the registration process in terms of their involvement. And so we just want to say, Madam Secretary, we are committed to working with you and anyone else who wants to bring health and healing, empowerment, and a higher level of quality of life to the people in Pennsylvania, and in particular in this community. So again, we just thank you so much for being here and affording us this opportunity to share and to share our commitment to this work. Thank you again.
When Reverend Leonard was talking about barriers, and he and I talk about this all the time, and the people in this first row really get it, and that's why we're so happy about this today. When the pandemic struck, everybody in the news media, television and print and social media, all of that, go to Giant Eagle, go to Aldi's, go to Costco, go to Sam's Club, stock up. You're going to be in the house for 2 or 3 months. Our clients looked at us and said, stock up with what? We had to be here because they had to be here. And that's why we are so appreciative again that all of you, all of our great representatives, Madam Secretary, that you're here today. We're going to help you with this because you're helping us. We're going to get everybody registered. And with that, again, we thank you. We're going to take Krista Brawley, our pantry director, is here. Nikki Harrington, who is our housing director, if anybody has questions for Nikki. We're going to take a tour of the kitchen and I think in the pantry first, if anybody is has time to stay for that. We have, but in the meantime, if any questions, Madam Secretary, anybody have questions for, yes, okay. I think NPR has... Come on up.
Hi, Sarah Bowden.
Thanks for switching.
WBSA News, but I'm here, Elliot. Do you have a sense of how many people have lost Medicaid coverage at this point? How many people can be enrolled?
Yeah. So as of this point, this all just started on April the 1st. So no one has lost any coverage as a result of this process. The earliest that would start to happen would be in early May. But there is an appeal process, and so we know, despite all of our efforts, we're going to miss some people, and they're not going to get their renewals in. As soon as they realize they do, if it's within 90 days of when they were due, we'll be able to very easily re-enroll them, assuming that they're still eligible, and their coverage will be retroactive to when it was ended. So we're doing everything we can to make sure that people stay covered. We will be launching in the next week or so a publicly available data tracker dashboard where anyone will be able to look by county and by zip code to see how many people in those areas were due to have their coverage redetermined, and then some information on what happened, you know, those that were still eligible, those that were handed off to Penny, those that we just didn't hear from, how many that is. And so that's where we're really going to then be targeting our efforts. If we see, for instance, particular zip codes where we just don't seem to quite be reaching people, we'll reach out to partners like this in the community, the trusted messengers in the community, and ask them to go out and maybe knock on some doors or, you know, figure out how it is that we're not connecting with people in certain areas.
So sorry if this is a little too like in the weeds, but because you can appeal for like 2 months, so hypothetically, even if you are going to lose your coverage, that could be like, you know, 2 months down the road, or like, can you kind of?
It depends a little bit on the circumstances, but in many circumstances, while your eligibility is under appeal, we do continue coverage until that runs its full course.
Very first people in Pennsylvania that stand to lose coverage, that will happen May 1st.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I just had a question about the handoff between Medicaid and to Penny. Can you just talk a little bit more, like, it was described as a warm handoff where there's a secure information or like an account set up. And I understand that people can enroll like for 60 days, it's a special enrollment period. But can you talk a little bit more about that handoff?
Sure. Yeah. And Chachi, feel free to come up too if you have anything to add. I'll start it from the DHS side. So if someone, and this is why we want everyone to fill out their renewal, even if they're pretty sure they're no longer eligible. But we'll go through the process, we'll redetermine their eligibility. And then if we find indeed that they're not eligible, we will let them know, but we will also just electronically send all their information over to Penny so they don't have to start over on the paperwork. And so then Penny, and I'll let you take it from there, sure. But we'll create an account and reach out to them, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. So when that warm handoff happens with all of their application, we're able to then give them an eligibility of how much financial assistance that they're going to receive and create a Penny account on their behalf. And then you mentioned the 60-day special enrollment period. We have a special enrollment period, an extra special enrollment period for this population. It's actually going to be 120 days. In my remarks, I mentioned enrolling in the first 60 days just to avoid that gap in coverage if there is an appeal. And that 120 days is really because there may be folks that find out that they don't have coverage past that 60 days. If they go and get a prescription filled, if they go to the doctor, what do you mean my prescription went up? Or what do you mean this isn't covered? That will still give them plenty of opportunity to enroll. So when that warm handoff happens, they know how much savings they're going to have to apply to a plan. They'll have a Penny account and they'll have a deadline. And all that will have to happen then is just come in and choose a plan. Choose a plan based on what works best for you and your family. That's why we're consistently saying, make sure you reply to your renewal packet, because that's going to be the smoothest path to a head start in the application or the enrollment process of now you just have to choose a plan.
The renewal packet, or is it information from the Department of Revenue that allows you to give them an estimate of benefit?
The information from DHS. Yeah, Department of Revenue, I think you might be. Right, yeah, two different kind of
programs. I'm just trying to figure out like how you're giving them a somewhat accurate estimate of subsidy.
Right, that's the information given to DHS.
From the packet that you mentioned?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and it'll be sent over electronically. So the person, you know, the individual who's gone to some often considerable effort to make sure that we have all the information we need, the point is they don't have to start over with Penny. We will send them all of that. And so we know we have all the income. We know that, you know, they're not eligible for Medicaid at this point in time. So they'll have all that income information. And one of the things I think that people don't quite appreciate about Penny, this is really a Pennsylvania designed marketplace. And it's been set up in such a way that particularly for these individuals that are just shy of qualifying for Medicaid, they're going to find plans on Penny that, and Chachi mentioned this, no cost in many cases, or $5 to $10 a month. And these are good, these are commercial plans. And we have amazing assisters who can work with families to figure out what are the healthcare needs in your family, what prescription medications are your family members on, to make sure they get the best plan for their needs.
Of course, people can enroll throughout the year if they're under 150% of federal.
That's right. Level.
Okay, and then it's the same sort of structure for CHIP, correct?
Yeah, so to be clear, anyone can get, any child in the Commonwealth, regardless of their parents' income, can get health insurance through CHIP. No one is really denied from CHIP. The difference is that the subsidy that you'll get to help you pay your premiums is related to the income of that child's parents or guardians. So again, anyone can get CHIP, but premium support will be tied to the income of a parent or legal guardian for that child.
Okay, great, thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, can you reiterate one last time?
Yes.
Because you mentioned this briefly in your comments. and this is for us as well, we work with folks. Okay, when somebody hears about registering, re-registering for Medicaid, all of that, they're gonna say, what? Oh my God, I have to do this, blah, blah. Each person has a different date, is that right? Okay, all right.
Yeah, so we're taking the full 12 months to do this process. And so if you are someone that got your Medicaid last July, then your month will be July. So it's just a renewal date. So I think as was mentioned earlier, you can go online to the Compass website or My Compass app and find out when your renewal date is. You can also call. We have customer service numbers, and people can get links and phone numbers at dhs.pa.gov/stay covered.
One follow-up question.
Yeah.
I know this is it's okay if you don't know this, but I'm just curious, come May 1st, May 1st happens, how many people will then lose their Medicaid coverage? Do you have
We have no way to answer that question right now.
Do you know, by the end of May, how many people have lost the coverage?
We'll know who we didn't hear from in April. We'll know by pretty much by the end of May, we'll have a sense of what happened to the individuals in April to date. But remember, that's not the bottom line for the April people until, that whole appeal time has gone by. So we really won't know for sure what happened to the April people until 3 months later.
But I'm thinking if people don't know they can't appeal, that's going to depend on someone's timeline. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we fully anticipate that people will miss all of this, right? And then they'll go to the doctor or try to get a prescription filled. And that's when they're going to find out, their doctor might say, oh, you're not covered any longer. And hopefully it'll be in that 3 month period where they can come back and get renewed pretty quickly.
One thing I'll add to it, I can send you some information about this, Sarah. In the letter that's going to go out, if somebody does not return their renewal, there will be information in there about how they can return it late and continue coverage that way, too. So there's the appeal options, but there's also other ways to continue as well.
Okay, great. Sorry to monopolize.
No, it's very important.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thanks, everybody.